Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Quiet the mind, and the soul will speak. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's audio, we have our first Mindful Monday episode with our friend Adriana Girdler as she guides us through a 5-minute meditation practice for beginners. Enjoy.
Mindfulness and meditation is highly transformative and very powerful, and I highly recommend it. Where to meditate? This is a really good question. Well, the cool thing about meditation is you can meditate anywhere, inside, outside. But for you, a beginner, I highly recommend that you find a place where it is quiet, free of distractions. So if that's being inside and it's in a specific room where you can shut the door, then that's where you meditate. Again, this is a lifelong practice, so start yourself on the right foot. Find a quiet spot so that you can focus on meditating. What to do with your body when meditating? Well, there's many ways to meditate. You can do a traditional meditation, which is sitting on the floor, cross-legged, yogi style. You can meditate lying down. You can also meditate on a meditation pillow. You can do it kneeling. But the way I recommend it for you as a beginner is a chair. A chair is a nice, easy way and very simple for you to start out this meditation practice. So how is it that you're going to use the chair? Well, let me walk you through this. Ensure your chair has a straight back and you're sitting up straight. Your head ought to be centered and straight. It shouldn't be falling back or forward. Close your eyes. This is really important for focusing. Your hands, they can be relaxed on your lap. You can also clasp them if you like, but you don't have to do the traditional index finger to thumb pointing. Your legs should be uncrossed and your feet planted on the floor. This helps with grounding. The key is to be relaxed, but not so much so where you want to fall asleep. This position is ideal for beginners. Super easy, allows you to be comfortable for the amount of time that you plan to be meditating. What to do with your mind when you're meditating? I get asked this question a lot, and from beginner meditators, they're always saying, "My mind is racing a mile a minute." Well, yeah, you're a beginner. Like everything, you're learning. First and foremost, don't have judgment around this. Every single one of us has had our mind race, whether you're a beginner meditator or even an experienced meditator. The key is, how do you deal with it? And this is what I want to share with you, is the best way to clear your mind is to focus on breath. Breath is a really nice technique, and I would like to walk you through what that looks like. So, you're now sitting in your chair comfortably, you're relaxed, but you also have alertness. Again, we don't want to fall asleep. Focus on your breath right now. Notice how it feels to breathe in and breathe out. Try counting slowly, 4 breaths in, One, two, three, four, and four breaths out. One, two, three, four. Really focus on this rhythm. This rhythm will really help you stay in the present moment. If your mind wanders, that's okay. Again, don't have judgment. Just relax. Things will pop in, like my grocery list or a scenario that you had to deal with family, friends, or work. You're probably going to try to figure out and solve a problem. That's all part of the process. It's teaching yourself how to let go and don't judge it. Our minds naturally are busy, and like everything else, when we're doing something new, we have to train ourselves to relax and let go. How long ought you meditate for? Start off with 5 minutes a day. You're a beginner, and that's a really lovely way to do it. Now, your mind's going to wander, so I recommend highly you get a timer and you put the timer on so you're not wondering how much time you have left. Because when you're first starting off, a few seconds may feel like a few hours. So again, don't judge it. Relax, focus on your breath. 5 minutes a day is all that you need to do. Do it every day, because the more you do it and the more you practice it, the easier it will be. And as you get better, you can increase your times in 5 minute increments. So go from 5 to 10 to 15 to 20. Fit in whatever you can, but do it every day.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.